140 Garda stations have closed, many of them in Donegal. They're not going to reopen again. The Glenties Garda district was closed down. That's not going to reopen again. There's going to be very few extra Gardaí. If you look at the 600 new Garda recruits, but there's 400, at least 400, going to be retiring from the Gardaí next year. So that's not going to make any impact across the state. So in terms of the Garda Síochána issue and the safety of our citizens, and the protection of our Gardaí at the front line, I think it's an appallingly bad budget. So I think that there's an attempt here through tax cuts to fool people, but people know that the real crisis is in their public services, and that's where the underinvestment is.
The Justice Minister, Francis Fitzgerald, initially promised 250 Gardaí. Now that's up to 600 Gardaí to be recruited in 2016. Surely that is a step in the right direction to bring up recruitment levels.
Well, in Sinn Féin, we had made provision in our alternative budget for over 1,000 Gardaí, and that's because it's necessary. We had a situation where the numbers of Gardaí fell below the threshold of 14,000, it actually fell then below 13,000. 14,000 was considered unsafe by the Garda Commissioner. 13,000 is seriously unsafe. So the provision of 600 will not nearly address the shortfall. We need to see 1,000 Gardaí being recruited year on, year out, until we get the numbers back up where they need to be.